Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food. It's good food, and it's good for you. Use my code LEVELUP15. You'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros. There's micros. It's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15. 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive. Drop Park. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Stock boy said that he'd been looking through cartons of eggs for like half an hour, doing all sorts of endurance tests and stuff. I asked him why nobody ever called the manager, and he said it happens like 2-3 times a week, sometimes more.
Get out of here.
No, I kid you not. They call it shell shock. Seems only happen with guidance counselors. They used to make a big deal of it, but they just let it go now, because they always pay for whatever they break, and they never bother anybody.
Well, why guidance counselors?
Well, if your job was as meaningless as theirs, wouldn't you go crazy, too?
Come think of it, my guidance counselor was kind of worthless.
See? It's important to have a job that makes a difference, boys. That's why I manually masturbate caged animals for artificial insemination.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hello, I'm world-famous television news broadcaster Brendan McLaughlin, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. That makes you really smart.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. Boy, that music gets you amped, don't it? That's the Melvins. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. HMBRadio.com is the website. Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at home_made_man. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio St. Pete. Radio STPETE. How the heck are you doing, folks? I'm good. It's been a long week. Busy week again. That's good, though. You know, you need to stay busy. It's been... I live such a mundane life. Like, I thought... Like, you know when you get what you want, and then you're like, oh, now I want more. This is not as good. I thought once I got to get on air on the radio, that I would just be like, oh, I'm good. I could just do my thing on the radio, even if it's at night, late, doesn't matter. I still get to do my thing, whatever. Now I've been doing that for 2 years, and I'm like, I have to get out of here. not that it stinks, it's just, it's a brutal, brutal schedule. I'm not trying to complain, but I like complaining. So, you know, and it's my podcast, so I'm going to complain a little bit. I had to do The Bone had their group photo the other day, which I was like, I got to get in there for that. I have to have proof that I'm actually viable and I participate on this radio station, even though nobody knows who the hell that I am. That's frustrating as hell, too. The picture went up. Everybody's in there. The only people that were missing, unfortunately, was Johnny B, and Ryan Adams. And those are the two guys that I help them out on their show on Wednesdays and sometimes Thursdays, help produce, do on-air work with them, and pretty much the only guys that I really know at the station. I know other guys, but, you know, everybody's, the morning people are there in the morning. We don't really interact much. So, and then they put up the picture, And one guy goes, I recognize everybody but the guy on the far right, which, of course, that's me. And why would he? Because he probably listens, you know, during the day at normal times, and people don't really listen at night. The listening audience exponentially downgrades the later you go at night. So I was like, oh, crap. No one even, I've been doing this for 2 years, and this guy has no idea what the heck I'm doing. Who the hell am I? That's a good question, sir. I don't freaking know anymore either. I don't know who I am. But I wanted to make sure I was at least there for that picture so I could just say that I was. I wanted that picture for me. So I raced down. They had a big event. They had events all weekend for the Bone. It was a big radio station weekend. Roger and JP were here from New York. The whole crew was here. They had a big bar crawl. We didn't get to go, of course, because we were doing radio stuff. And I saw one of the things. I saw Roger and JP. They're up in New York. I know they don't know. But I talked to them during the Christmas party, and they're super cool guys, all of them. And JP comes up, and I think he just thought I was like a listener or something because I was just waiting for the photo. They had a live gig that Kelta did in the morning. And I was kind of just like, they were going to do the photo, I guess, after the show wrapped up, get everybody together, take the photo. And then so I was like, I'll just go, you know, open up at work, take off for a little bit, a half an hour, and then just race back to work. That's my, because I have to work a day job and a night job and start my own business and do all these things, just trying to stay alive. Not complaining. I am. But it's my podcast. So I think he just thought I was like a listener. So he just goes, hey, I'm JP. I go, yeah, I know, dude. I've talked to you for an hour at the Christmas party. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I talked to you. Yep. Yeah, you did. So it gets frustrating. It's like, oh, I have everything that I wanted, and it's just not enough. And it's so upsetting that I just feel like it's really never going to be enough, is it? Hopefully it will be one day if I can make it in this business. I don't know. But it was cool. A cat named Mo was making this movie, independent movie. That's where his heart is. And he premiered the trailer there at the live gig. And I got to say, it's pretty cool. It looked good. It sounded good. He said this was just a rough mix. But everything's racial now. And even his freaking trailer was racial. They're talking about, now, see, I feel like I'm arguing with jokes, and I don't really want to do that, but that's just where we're at now. And in the trailer, he had this joke about how Star Wars was racist. Again, this could just be a joke. I don't know, but we live in such a weird world now. I don't know what's a freaking joke or not anymore. So we had this part where the SBK is actually like one of the stars of the movie, and he was really funny in the trailer. But he's talking about how Lando Calrissian, which is the black dude, Billy Dee Williams in Star Wars, is a racist stereotype. I'm going, what? And then he goes, how are you going to get a Jerry curl in space? It's not in space. Like Mark Hamill, who played Luke, the main guy, had a stupid 70s haircut. And Billy Dee Williams had a stupid 70s haircut, a Jerry curl that black guys had. If you look at old 70s movies, that's the hairstyle that they had. It was very popular. If you look at his commercials that he's in, the Colt 45 ones and all this stuff, you see him with it wasn't space hair. That was just his hair. That wasn't space hair for Mark Hamill. That was just what he looked like. He looked terrible. Everybody looked terrible back then in the 70s. And then I'm like, am I just being nitpicky here? But holy crap, it's insane now. This is consumes my life. I'm always on edge. I can't enjoy a dumb movie anymore without being like, wait a minute, that's not true. It shouldn't be. It doesn't have to be true. It's a freaking movie. But this is what goes on. This is what's consuming my life now. I hate it. It's terrible. Last week, the big story was friggin' Justin Trudeau from Canada, like the Canadian president, if you don't know who that is. He got caught in wearing blackface three times. Three times in the same week. Holy moly. Now, he is this, you know, progressive person who came out and he's embarrassed. He's so sorry. He's mad at himself. And I know this is probably a hate crime to even say this, but I don't really understand the big deal about blackface. I got to be honest with you. Now, of course, there was some, the like vaudeville stuff that was offensive, that was made to be offensive. But I had friends that dressed up, you know, I knew it was very taboo, but I had friends, my very left-wing friends, I will say, that dressed up in costume like, I don't know, some of them 5 years ago, 10 years ago. One of them's a teacher, and holy crap, I hope the picture never surfaces because she's screwed if it does. She dressed up as Steve Urkel. Great costume. Hilarious. It looked awesome, and it wouldn't have been the same if she didn't have the makeup. I had another buddy dress as Mr. T. Now, again, nobody would know that he was Mr. T unless he had that makeup on. And then another buddy dresses Jimi Hendrix. And I remember he showed up to the bar. And this was probably, this wasn't even that long ago. And this dude, mind you, is super, like a very progressive man. Definitely not racist. None of these people that I mentioned are racist at all. They don't have that in their spirit, in their heart. But he showed up and I went, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, what? You can't do that. Because I'm not PC at all, but even I knew, like, uh-oh, you can't tread in that territory, man. He's like, what? I'm Jimi Hendrix. I go, I know. That's what you're meaning to do, but you can't do that. That's very, it doesn't fly now. And this was years ago, and he was like, oh, should I go take it off? Should I, you know, wash it off? Because this is in St. Pete, too. And even 5 years ago, people were starting to lose their minds. And I was like, I don't know, you're out now. I guess I'd just leave it on. I wouldn't worry about it. So we ended up staying out, and it was no big deal. But there's, like, pictures of him out there. I would be concerned about that. These people have good jobs, you know, they're fine citizens. But there was no hate in that. There wasn't any mockery in it. They were just dressed in a costume. Now, my thing with the Halloween costumes is that Halloween is a celebration of, like, you know, the dead. Kind of, not the devil, but it's kind of to face death, right? That's kind of what it serves, a pagan holiday. So I think it should be something scary for Halloween. I don't think you should just dress up in a costume necessarily. I think it's about like skeletons, witches, Frankenstein, that type of stuff. And you won't get in trouble for green face if you're Frankenstein, because it's a fictional character. That's the way to go. Don't dress up as people for Halloween. That's a way to just avoid this whole thing. But there was no sort of, you know, hatred or anything in their hearts. That they just wanted to be that person. And the context was, I'm just going in costume. So that's way different than, you know, the old-timey Al Jolson, hey, mammy type of stuff. This was just a person dressing in costume. Everyone brings this up, too. White people bring this up. What about White Chicks? That movie with the Wayans brothers in it. Hilarious movie. Loved it. Didn't find it offensive. But, so the thing is with that, like, they'll bring that up and be like, why is that okay? Well, it's okay because there's not a history there of that sort of mocking and being offensive on purpose. So, okay, so if that's true, then it's so offensive and so hurtful that you're allowed to do it to other people? Like, if it's that bad, then let's just not do it at all, right? Nobody should be able to do it. But that's just not the case. That's just not how it is. That's the way. And really, I just feel like it's all about telling people what they can and can't do. So a small group of people telling other people what they can and can't do. I would still recommend just not doing it. But just like anything else with jokes, with, you know, this type of thing, like, context is important and context matters. And what's the end goal of it? Are they dressing in costume because they like that person, as these people were? You know, my friends that were dressed in costume? Yes. It wasn't mockery. It wasn't, they weren't trying to be hurtful or offensive. And I think it's just bullies trying to tell people what they can and can't do. But, you know, just to be on the safe side, just don't don't do it, okay? So I would say just play it safe this Halloween. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. Don't do anything. Don't be a character. Don't be a real life. Don't be Lizzo, okay? That's not a good move for you. Just be a werewolf. Be Dracula. Be a jack-o'-lantern. I don't know, anything you want. Just don't be a real person for Halloween. But I don't know. Let me know what you think about this. 813-693-2124. We talked about this a little bit on the radio show, and there was a guy from Panama that called in. He said he's a black dude. I don't know if he is or not, but he said he was. And his feeling was that Americans are way too sensitive about this stuff, that in Panama they have a festival every year and everybody kind of paints their face and nobody thinks twice about it. So I don't know. I tend to kind of agree with him that context is what's most important there. But we also have a different history, so I don't freaking know. I'm just giving my best guess here, trying to think critically about this stuff. Let me know what you think. 813-693-2124.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you locally by Truvy Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street, North Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Chrissy Parker is doing the best hair in all of Tampa Bay. That's right. That's a bold claim. I know. But if you don't believe me, check out her Instagram at Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y underscore salon on Instagram. And check out TruvySalonAndSpa.com. Make your appointment today. Christmas is coming up. I know. It's going to be here real quick. Thanksgiving. Now, when you go to Thanksgiving dinner, when you're sitting around that table and your sister-in-law is across from you and she's just staring at you because she knows that you look better than she does, and she's not used to that. And she's grabbing a second plate, and she's loading up on the white wine, and she's going to make her little offhand rude comments, and you'll know why, and it's because you got to her. You got to her this time. So make your appointment, get back at your sister-in-law, and look good and feel good. Make your appointment today at TruvySalonAndSpa.com. Some sad news to report out of St. Petersburg. Northeast High School's Jaquez Welch pronounced dead last week. He was a player, a football player for the school. He was on the field last, I guess, two Fridays ago, and he was on defense, made a tackle, and just collapsed. And I guess it was completely unrelated to sports. He had some sort of condition that he could have just been walking down the street, and he could have just succumbed to it, just dropped dead. It's really sad. I know my friend of mine is an assistant coach over there at Northeast High, and I was talking to him. I saw his Facebook, and he was just singing this kid's praises, how good of a kid he was. He was an excellent student. He was, I think, an over a 4.0 GPA. He had just gotten a scholarship. He was going to go to college, and, you know, just like that, it's all gone, and it's taken away from you. So I'm going to play this from ABC News, tell a little bit about what happened.
17-year-old Jaquez Welch spent days on life support in ICU. His mother says doctors declared him brain dead. His organs will be donated, saving the lives of seven. The Northeast High School football player collapsed during Friday night's home game. He had a pre-existing condition.
I don't want nobody to be scared to play no sport, because they said if he was walking down the street not doing nothing, he could have fell out.
Friends and family first gathering outside Bayfront Health on Monday night. Inside the hospital, they are now saying their goodbyes.
I still need prayer for my family after this and support. So I love the visits. I don't mind the visits.
Welch's mother says her son had a rare condition known as AVM. He was likely born with it. Doctors say it's nearly impossible to detect AVM. It causes arteries and blood vessels to tangle in a person's brain.
One of those things where it literally is a ticking time bomb in the head, and there's no way to predict when something like this could happen.
Welch is the oldest of five siblings. His family says he earned A's in school, had a 4.0, and plans to go to college.
That was his number one goal. He kept saying, I'm going to get us out of here, Mom. We're going to get out of here.
So that's, I mean, just awful. Condolences to the Welch family and, you know, the Northeast High football team. Steve, my buddy Steve, I know he's broken up about it. It's a terrible thing. You got to, you know, I like to mess around and joke a lot on this pod, but you know, sometimes something happens where I just feel like people should know, because it sounds like he was a great kid and it sounds like he had a lot of potential, and it's gone just like that. So you got to appreciate life. And his family, you know, decided to donate his organs and save seven people's lives. So I'm a firm believer. I think that's a really good thing to do. If you, you know, if something terrible happens, donating your organs would be the thing to do. I'm always afraid, though. I don't have organ donor on my driver's license, though, because I'm just worried that some Illuminati figure. I'm O positive blood type, so I'm a universal donor. Their kid's gonna need a heart or something, and be like, oh, we got one right here. This kid, this man, we could just take him out. There won't be very many people that will miss him. He'll be all right. His family will be okay. We'll give him, you know, $5,000 for the burial. Oh, we're so sorry. Raise us money on GoFundMe. And then some child of the elite will have their precious heart that I took not great care of, but hopefully they will take better care of it than I did. Eat a little better, exercise a little more, and get the full potential out of that heart. This is how I live my life. I'm just completely paranoid. It's awful, but it's my reality. But in a little bit of happier news, a Florida student was bullied for his homemade University of Tennessee shirt that he wore to school. The student, who didn't own any official apparel, made one for College Colors Day at Altamonte Elementary School in Altamonte Springs. He drew the UT logo on a white piece of paper and pinned it to an orange T-shirt. A few of the students at the school made fun of the student's sign, bringing him to tears. After lunch, he came back to my room, put his head on his desk, and was crying. The teacher wrote, "Some girls at the lunch table next to his, who didn't even participate in the College Color Days, had made fun of his sign that he attached to his shirt. He was devastated." Girls are mean, aren't they? I know boys are mean, too. I know. But usually a boy will just beat you up. They'll push you in the lockers. Girls are psychologically mean. They ruin your life. Even at a young age, they learn this stuff. It wasn't long after Snyder shared the story that Tennessee fans rallied to show support for the student. The University of Tennessee sent a box full of swag, hats, T-shirts, and other goodies to the student. And the university even used his UT design to create an official T-shirt. "When I told him this design was being made into a real shirt and people wanted to wear it, his jaw dropped," Snyder wrote in an update on Friday. "He had a really big smile on his face, walked taller, and I could tell his confidence grew today. Thanks to you, UT Nation, for all that." The University of Tennessee says a portion of the proceeds from every shirt sold will go to Stomp Out Bullying, an anti-bullying organization. Demand for the T-shirt was so high that the university's online store crashed on Saturday. And I also heard that University of Tennessee offered this kid a scholarship too, which is really awesome. It's amazing, as terrible as the internet is, it does a lot of damage to people. It really does some good things sometimes too. I mean, you know, a few years ago, nobody would have ever heard about this, and it would just got pushed to the wayside. And now, you know, a Facebook post can go viral, and now this kid's got a freaking scholarship to a major university. So hopefully he puts it to good use. Little word of advice from a past English major: do not get an English degree, dude. Be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer. Those are really the only things that you should go to school for. Everything else is a waste of time. I'm just letting you know. This is unsolicited advice here that you're never going to hear.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. And this podcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts is a media consulting company that's my company that focuses on podcasts. That's right. You ever want to start a podcast? Don't know how? Well, I can help you. Reach out to me at HomemadePodcasts.com. RSS feeds, hardware, software, editing, any of that stuff I can do. I can help you if you're a local business that wants to reach new and existing clientele. Podcasting is a great way to do that. It is a growing field and medium that exponentially grows every year. So get in while you can now. Visit me at homemadepodcast.com. or leave me a voicemail at 813-693-2124. Make sure you subscribe to HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, because on Fridays, the HMB sides are released. That's a podcast that's separate from this one that's only available over on HMBRadio.com and on the podcast feed. Just search HMB Radio, all one word, and it should just pop up. Give it a 5-star rating. Subscribe to it. Share it with a friend. These are little things. They only take a second, and they really do help me out, so I appreciate you taking the time to do it. If you'd be interested in having an HMB Radio sticker or magnet, I'd like to send them to you for free. That's right, because that's just the kind of guy that I am. Just send me your mailing address to thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, or you can text that number, 813-693-2124, or you can slide into my DMs on Twitter or Instagram, home_made_man. Just send me your mailing address. That's it. I'll put some in the mail and say thanks. Thanks for your interest. Appreciate that. But any hooser, Stay Woke is a radio program that's heard locally here in Tampa Bay on 102.5 The Bone, or you can get it at theboneonline.com. You can download the app. Just search 102.5 The Bone in the iTunes or Google Play Store. And it's got local weather and traffic, all that good stuff, plus all the great Bone programming. So Stay Woke is a show I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel. And this week we were talking about us as children. That's right. We had a lot of embarrassing stories and tales, and we decided to share them. And also how crazy it is that kind of kids now, they're the first, well, we were kind of the first generation. I'm going to be 35 this year. We were kind of the first ones that grew up with the internet, and we had these options to kind of catalog our lives online. And now these kids, like, they start out so young with these social media apps and stuff that there's a lot of embarrassing stuff that gets put out there. So we talked a little bit about some embarrassing stories that we had growing up, just scratched the surface. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
Yeah, you know, I feel so bad for people. Like, our generation lived through this where your whole life is out on the internet. Like, I have this thing called a live journal that I think you could still find archived somewhere. Hopefully not, though. I kind of like to go back and look at it maybe once every few years just to see what I was like, because this was 16-year-old Bill. You know, he was very emotional. He's very upset. He had a lot going on in his mind. And he didn't handle it the right way.
Sure.
And instead of, he thought he was, you know, because he was a young boy. And he didn't know that he wasn't handling it the right way. So he thought he was. And he would catalog this stuff and put it out publicly to people who wanted to see it.
Sure.
Throw it out there, see what happens. My private journal and thoughts of a 16-year-old boy. And that makes me nauseous thinking about that that's available for people to see, that very intimate details of my life that are just there for anybody who wants to see them.
But isn't it nice that you've chronicled your thoughts and your emotions so that you can look back and go, oh my God, I've grown, I'm a different person. Like, if you were to look back on that and be like, I get it. Like, that would be really sad if you hadn't evolved in what, almost 20, oh Jesus, 20 years almost.
Yeah.
Woo!
I know. That's crazy.
Dude, we're old as hell.
Yeah, and I know everybody was cringy when they were teenagers, most of us. So there's cool people.
Yeah.
Like, the cool ones were cool, and that's just the way they managed to forego any awkwardness in their lives. But they probably still had trouble growing up just because your hormones are out of whack. You're becoming a man or a woman, and you're awkward.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah, and everybody is. Like for me, it was teeth. It was leg hair. I think I remember talking about this a few months ago, maybe even a year ago on the show. I have hairy legs, like by nature, you know? I'm not really from the Middle East, but whatever, Jewish. We're not maybe as bad as Armenians and like Persians.
Right.
But my people are definitely hairier than like your typical like Aryan and or Anglican white person. And maybe it's just because they have lighter hair. You can't tell.
Yeah.
But I have dark hair, okay? And I remember I was in sixth grade, and I wasn't shaving my legs because I was, to me, I was a kid. I am a child. I'm 11. I shouldn't be using knives. I shouldn't be using anything with sharp edges on it. Like, I really enjoyed my childhood and probably stayed there mentally longer than I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, I was in English class, and Megan Nicoletti, that was the stupid bitch's name, turned around. It was like, take one, pass it back.
Yeah, right.
Take one, pass it back. She took one. She passed it back. She accidentally grazed my leg, and she goes, what is that?
Oh, she shamed you.
I'm like, what? She's like, you need to shave your legs.
So
I went home and I cried to my mother.
Sure,
I'm like, no one told me. I'm a child. I'm 11. I'm 11 years old. I shouldn't be shaving my legs. So I thought.
Was it kind of in private to you, or was it shaming you in front of the entire class, like loud enough for everybody else could hear it? Or
Not everybody, maybe just like the surrounding few students.
Okay,
could hear it. Maybe the row was over.
Did they kind of chuckle at it?
I don't remember. I remember she said it, which with such disdain and disgust,
mm-hmm.
that it was as if I had missed my radar, and I was supposed to be shaving. You know, and I was like, to me, I was like, I'm a child. I shouldn't be using a razor. Like, neither should you, you whore. Like, that was my, like, internal response. But I just sat there. I felt powerless.
Yeah.
Very vulnerable. You know what I mean? Very emotional. Very sensitive individual I was at that age.
Yeah, girls are particularly mean at that age.
Yes.
I mean, girls are mean in general. Like, a man.
It's unhinged at that age.
A man or a boy, a teenage boy, they'll get, you know, commit violence against you. I've been in fights and stuff in school, but women have this really, like, I'm going to destroy you emotionally.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no, because I feel like guys can be just as damaging if they say something in passing, like, you're a loser. Like, that would hurt a guy's feeling, like another boy's feelings, But to me, I was very
another
hurt.
Another level, though, for the ladies.
Right, sure. So I went home, and I cried to my mother, and I said, I have to start shaving my legs because this is not a good situation. And my mom was cool. She was like, yeah, all right, here's a razor. And she told me, don't shave your knees, though, because you're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. Little did I know that my mother, she's a unicorn, and she doesn't grow hair on her knees. Okay? Shut the hell up. So I go back to school, and I've shaved my legs. I'm silky smooth like a dolphin, okay? And I have this very, very smooth, childlike legs, right? Because I'm a child. And I got in a car with Deba, and we had another friend, Jean, at the time. And I was sandwiched in the middle of the seat. And we're sitting there, and Jean looks down at my legs, and she goes, what the hell is that? And I go, what? I'm like, I started shaving my legs. And she goes, you didn't shave your knees.
So you just
no,
had...
This was my response, real quick. This was my response. I looked at her, and I go, you're not supposed to shave your knees.
Yeah,
okay.
And probably...
With the the hubris of one Ryan Adams, two girls and a cup.
Yes,
okay?
right.
You know what I mean? Like, duh, obviously you're not supposed to shave your knees. You could easily cut yourself.
You idiot.
What are you thinking? And she just keeled over... laughing, just cry laughing, to the point where I realized another thing had missed my radar. Right after the whole Megan Nicoletti thing, I was now shamed by a close friend, which is almost even more hurtful because they're the ones that are supposed to lift you up. And I'm getting broken down within my own crew. And I'm like, this isn't good. So I go back home and I'm crying to my mother again. And I'm like, you are supposed to shave your knees. My mom's like, well, I just don't grow hair there. So I'm like, well, I do, mother. So I had just like dark fringe.
You had knee pads made of hair.
Yeah. It was
disgusting. My God. That's gross.
Dark, thick, coarse, black hair on my knees, but silky smooth shins.
Smooth. Your mom didn't kind of, you know, try to help you out and be like, well, let me give you a quick look over after you're done to make sure you did it right. Like, she didn't show you how to do it?
I think
it,
she may have done the, like, this is how you hold it and this is how you, like, you slide it on your leg.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, what about the knees? And she was just like, I think she was thinking, this is just, she's going to cut herself. Just shave a little, sort of a thing. Like, that will be enough. You know, she'll see that her legs are sort of smooth. No one will really see the knees. But again, my legs are I have dark black hair on my legs if left to be, you know, unshaven.
Yeah.
And mother doesn't have that problem. She stops growing hair above her shin. So it was just it was a twofold situation. So going back to the original thesis, yes, puberty is a horrible, horrible time for every individual.
Yeah, and if it's...
Unless you're the bully, honestly. You're the bully, you're the lucky one because you just torture everybody else around you.
And a lot of times the bullies are, you know, getting beat up at home by their parents or neglected. But yeah, maybe not. I mean, but I think that's probably the case. They become bullies because they're bullied at home and because kids are mean, but bullies are another level. They were sadistic.
But right. And again, it depends on the bully. But like, I think about the people that were popular in high school. And I know this is kind of like piggybacking on like a Tim Dillon episode that we both heard recently. But like, most of them were doing great. Like,
yeah.
Most of the people that were popular in high school, they had a keen sense of like, they had a high social. Like an EQ.
Status, yeah.
Yeah. Like they were socially intelligent. They knew how to navigate. They know who to befriend. They knew which sports to play. They knew that they didn't have to be the best. They just had to be on the cheer team. They didn't have to be like top cheerleader. They just had to have the jacket.
Yep.
Right. Just be present, be at the pep rallies. They knew how to place themselves. They had good hygiene and they could kind of apply makeup. And that was it. And they figured it out and most of them are still doing really well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of my class. I don't really keep in touch with... I see them on Facebook and stuff, and most of them seem like they're fine.
Yeah.
You know, they're not... A lot of them aren't doing great. A lot of them aren't doing, you know, terrible either, though. They're kind of just there. Most of them are single moms now. So that kind of gives me a lot of joy. I get excited at the prospect of maybe... It's a 10-year... 10-year high school reunion's already passed.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe by the time the 20-year rolls around, hopefully I'll be doing stuff. Yeah, I know, Anna. Thank you very much.
I'm, like, doing the math. I'm sorry.
It's, like, 2023, I guess,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ. That's, like, next summer.
That's like, 4 years away. A 20-year high school reunion. Holy
moly. That is crazy. But if you think about it, like, adulthood is not that different. Like, you're still going to have people that give you a hard time. It's just, like, sanctioned. It's sanctioned bullying. Like, if you have a crap boss that gives you a hard time and makes you feel like trash about yourself, we've all been there. We've all had that. But that's sanctioned. You're allowed to bully people like that.
Well, there's a hierarchy. Well, I was going to tell you, too, about, like, if I go to my 20-year high school reunion, I'm doing something, maybe I can, like, pick up on these single moms that I had a crush on in high school. And then,
do you want to?
I mean, maybe for a night.
Okay.
Type thing.
Give me just one night, 98 degrees. I gotcha.
But there's a hierarchy wherever you go. Always throughout your life.
Absolutely.
There's always going to be people that are better than you, people that are worse. And you kind of just have to try to play the game and see if you can get to the top. That's the game. But it's hard. It's tough. I mean, we have it here.
Absolutely. That's what everybody. There's a hierarchy everywhere. So I don't understand. I mean, obviously, if you're a bully and you're, you know, throwing people in lockers, giving them swirlies. And again, you also have the internet now, so it's kind of like a different beast. But I almost think like a little bullying is good because it toughens you up a little bit. You know, for me, I got bullied. I remember my whole life, but specifically in middle school when things were particularly bad with the hairy knees situation, I decided I wanted to play the French horn because I liked abusing myself. You know, I could have played the flute, could have played the saxophone. That would have been sexy. Playing a saxophone, I would have been like some Jewish Kenny
Wait,
G. I have the hair.
You see a difference of instrument? That's the problem as opposed to just being a band
kid? Well, here's the thing. In middle school, band was cool. High school, not so much. But in middle school, it was cool. It was fine. It was fine. At least where I came from, it was cool.
Maybe it's where I don't remember it being necessarily not cool, but I wouldn't say band was cool in middle school at all.
Here's the thing. There was a lot more overlap because it was less serious in middle school. So you had a lot of jocks who were also playing instruments. And if you were playing the trumpet and you're playing the saxophone or the clarinet, like that was pretty cool. But I had to go for the brass. Because I wanted to be different. I wanted to stand out. I originally wanted to play the tuba. My mom just called the kibosh on that. She's like, you're too freaking small. You can't carry it. I'm like, don't tell me what. And I tried to carry it. It's too big. It was too big. So I opted for the French horn. If you haven't seen the French horn, it's a disgusting looking instrument. It kind of resembles like an intestine. It only has three keys. And you literally fist the horn.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you play. You blow in one end and you fist the other. That's what I was doing. That's what 11, 12-year-old Anna was doing. And guess what? I wasn't even good at it.
That's what I guess wasn't that's why they call me the French horn. That's my new nickname.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Stay Woke Midnights 102.5. The Bone. Get the Bone app. Check it out because it's a fun program. I think you'll like it. And, you know, you're probably sleeping because you're a normal human being with a family who loves you. Don't rub it in, okay? Do you have any embarrassing childhood stories? Did something get put on the internet that was devastating for you? I want to hear it. 813-693-2124. I think with that, it's about time for me to be hitting that old dusty trail. But thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, thank you so much. Make sure you download the HMB sides available Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, HMB Radio Tampa Bay. Just search it, subscribe, give it 5 stars, and I will talk to you next week. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.